August 31st, Jesus says, "It is useless to be horrified at certain current manifestations. They are the fruit of your interior. I said this. It is from the heart that wicked thoughts and feelings emerge, and it is these that contaminate. I also said that every man is known by his works, and that as sweet fruits cannot be picked from the wild black thorn, so honest acts cannot be extracted from someone whose interior is dishonest. Dishonesty consists not only of robbing, lying, and harming one's neighbor. It is dishonesty to be at fault regarding God, to rob him of that loving respect which is man's duty towards his Creator. It is dishonesty to make use of his gifts for wicked acts. All his gifts, and especially the gift of life. Now look and judge the way you badly use your bodies, wherein the soul moves, the temple reserved for God, wherein the mind resides, which should be directed towards comprehending the law of God, as the heart should be occupied, in loving it and practicing it. Instead, what do? You resist the words of the Lord, the desires of the Lord, the commands of the Lord, the will of the Lord. Like wild rams, with your hardness and your rebelliousness, two very sharp horns, you oppose every invitation of God. You ruin yourselves, but you continue to resist. And you call yourselves Christians? No, you are not. I, the Christ, have not taught you rebelliousness, disobedience, lust, cruelty, and idolatry. I have taught you just the opposite. I have shown you how life should be used. I have explained to you that you are temples of God, who wants to live in you, who loves to live in you much more than in sumptuous temples which are, however, made only of stones and marble. No. God does not want these dwellings made by the hand of man. He wants you, made by his hand, you, temples of blood and soul, you, whom my blood has clothed in immortal purple and purified like precious altars. This is what God wants to live again, in loving peace with you. Do not persist on the hard way you have set out upon, which leads you to ruin. May my sign truly be engraved upon the living fibers of your hearts, not on the gables of empty temples, where you do not come to pray or come with your minds disturbed by all your vain concerns, and by the fermentation of your lower instincts. Open your hearts to love, children. That's what you lack. You are without charity towards God, towards your neighbor, towards yourselves. Yes, even towards yourselves, for underscore you slay your souls. For always remember, it is inevitable that there will be temptations, but they do no harm. You do harm when you yield to them. And do not say that they are stronger than you. No. The Father gives according to what you have to give. Does the temptation require tenfold strength to be resisted? God gives you ten and even more. The bad part is that you are the ones who do nothing but desire to yield to evil. And then what can God do if you destroy the strength of God with your perverse will and abandon yourselves to the kiss of temptation? In acting this way you place the soul in a mortal vice, and from a sick or dying soul there emerge those sentiments you are amazed at. But it cannot be otherwise. In a corrupt body there is the stench of death. In corrupt souls there are manifestations of sin.